Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, on January 1st, Taiwan implemented market access changes for imports of U.S. beef and pork. And for U.S. beef, the 30-month cattle age limit was eliminated, so Taiwan now accepts beef from U.S. cattle of all ages. Joel Hager is the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Vice President for the Asia and Pacific region and says that Taiwan is already a major destination for U.S. beef, with annual exports exceeding $500 million. He says that Taiwan's beef demand has held up relatively well through this COVID-19 pandemic.
Last year, Taiwan arguably mounted the most successful defense against COVID, recording just over 850 total COVID cases in the past 12 months. Taiwan's food service sector recorded the least impact of any large economy worldwide, although the number of international visitors did fall over 85% as it shut its borders, so hotels were very handicapped.
As for U.S. pork, Taiwan established maximum residue limits there for ractopamine residues, therefore easing the zero-tolerance policy previously in place. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.